I fixed it. I fixed the bell.
Not again.
Dear, I swear, I fixed it. Come here.
Today is Theo's graduation day. We don't have time for this.
I know that this is a big day.
Right.
Now, do me a favor. Go outside and ring the doorbell. Come on. Come on. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. Go ahead. Go ahead. Listen. No, no, what happened? Oh, wait.
No,
no, dear, look, you didn't push. No, go back. Go back. You didn't push it right.
Come down off that ladder and leave that bell alone.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Look out.
How are you doing? All right.
Oh, I'm graduating from college, baby.
Hey, listen, go out and push the doorbell.
No.
What's all the luggage for, man? You're not moving back in here, are you?
No, Dad, it's just that you're closer to the airport and it's easier for Olivia and me to leave in the morning.
Yes, that's right. Singapore bound.
Yes, thanks to you and your generous graduation gift.
Well, I'm sure that Denise and Martin appreciate you bringing Olivia to them.
No problem. I'm glad to do it.
Of course you are.
Mom, I have something for you to wear for the ceremony. Voila.
Oh, what a lovely corsage. Thank you, Theo. Well,
no problem.
Look at that.
Beautiful. That's it?
Oh, no. No.
No.
Here we go. Yes. Mom, here's another corsage for you. Oh, come on, Dad. I'm just playing. Here you go. Boutonniere for the big guy.
Thank you. Thank you. Hers is bigger than mine.
I'll just put these in the fridge.
Yeah. Huxtable residence? Vanessa? Listen, you better get on that train and get here, or else you're gonna miss Theo's graduation. Dadness? Yeah, tell him to come on. He can come to the graduation.
Dad, remember, I told you that we don't have any extra tickets.
Bring him! This is your graduation, man. Look, all I need are 4 tickets. 4 more. Because I have your Uncle Thornhill, Aunt Rosie, and Thornhill Jr., and now Dabness. 4 tickets.
You don't get it, Dad, do you?
Yes, I do get it.
You don't understand.
You don't get it. This is your graduation. This is a special day. Sada!
Your mom.
Hey, what's up? Mr. Pop and Circumstance.
What's up, guys? Mom, we're in trouble. Dad's doing it. It's going to be Princeton all over again.
Oh, no. He promised he wouldn't.
What happened at Princeton?
Sandra's graduation. She had 6 tickets. Dad invited 29 people. And then he used his flash and flood method.
What's that?
He flashed 6 tickets in front of the usher's face and flooded 29 relatives.
Only he got caught.
Yeah, and 23 of the flood had to watch the graduation from the roof of the Bargainel Motel.
But in his defense, he did go out and buy them all lawn chairs.
Yeah, the tiny little beach kind. Uncle Thornhill threw his back out.
Ah, I need some more tickets.
Dad, please, listen to me, Dad. Remember, I told you before?
Yeah.
Each student at NYU is only allowed 2 tickets for graduation.
Understood.
Okay, somehow able to scrape up 10 more for a total of 12.
Right.
12, Dad.
Right.
Dad.
Huh?
There are no more tickets. That's it. That's all I can do,
no,
man.
Well, I just need 6 tickets.
6?
That's all I need.
A minute ago, you said 4.
Yeah, I know, but Jeffrey Ingles, who lives next door, and his ex-wife, they want to come. They remember you when you were like this, man. They want to come. This is a big moment.
Dad.
6 tickets. Dad. More.
Do you remember Princeton?
Of course I remember Princeton. But the thing...
Dad. Please listen to me.
I'm listening.
There are no more tickets. Look at me. There are no... Look. There are no more tickets. You understand me? Okay, no more, Dad. Gary, how you doing? It's Theo. Listen, is it true that Professor Davis gave you an incomplete in chemistry? Oh, that's really too bad. But listen, what are you going to do with your graduation tickets?
Come in.
Well, just came up to see how the packing's going. Going to Singapore. And, this is all the packing you've done so far? I see. Okay, that's all you packed. Well, how's everything going?
Good. I made you something to remember me by.
You're kidding. Well, that's wonderful.
This is a map.
A map, yes, okay.
In case you need to find me.
I'm going to Singapore.
This is the United States, and here's Singapore.
That's Singapore.
You see all this blue here?
Yeah, what?
That's water.
Ah, I see. Now, what are all these triangles?
Oh, those are sharks.
Sharks? Oh, boy.
I gave you something to remember me by.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have anything to give me to remember you by?
Oh, yes, I have something for you.
Really?
But you see, I hesitate to give it to you because you may not leave.
What do you mean?
You've seen people who have tried to leave, and they didn't leave. Scientists call it a vacuum effect. And this is where people really try to leave this house, but they keep getting sucked back in. You remember Uncle Elvin and Aunt Sandra and the twins. They tried to leave. Victims of the vacuum effect. They just kept getting sucked back in the whole time. And my feeling is that you've got to train for this sort of thing. You've got to get in shape to fight that vacuum because that vacuum sucks. It pulls from behind. Look, let me show you what I mean. Would you like to practice?
Here. Why not?
Let me show you. Now, for instance, this is your luggage. It's going to have more clothing than this, I hope. See, now, for instance, you're going to go to Singapore.
I'm going to go to Singapore.
All right. Now, go for the door. See, there's no vacuum. But tomorrow, there will be. See, now, I'm going to be the vacuum.
Yeah?
Now, you go on and go for the door. Go for it. You see? Let's pull it. Say Singapore. Elaine, I hear Chicago is socked in by fog, but I'm sure your parents probably flew in last night, right? Oh, wow, that's too bad. Well, listen, do you have any plans for your graduation tickets? Ah, Elaine, you're wonderful. Thanks a bunch. Bye. Yes, 4 down, 2 to go.
Dang!
Hey, Kenny, what's up?
Hey, your dad's been working on that doorbell again, huh?
Yeah, I guess he has. Come on in. Well, you look pretty sharp. You got a big date tonight?
Good one, Theo. Happy graduation.
Thanks, Kenny.
So, we've got good seats for the ceremony?
Well, actually, Kenny, there's a slight problem. The tickets are kind of limited.
I can understand that. Anyone who's not family shouldn't be coming with us. That's that I told your father when we went over the guest list. Open your gift.
Okay. Wow. Tube socks. 6 pairs.
Actually, 5.
Gee, Kenny, I don't know what to say.
Well, it's the least I can do. You're the brother I never had.
Yo, Kenny, you have a brother, man.
Come on, Theo. I'll get some tape and cover that doorbell. You don't want any legal action on your special day.
Thanks. Dad, come here. I need to talk to you. Tickets, Dad. Why did you invite Kenny?
Kenny's like your sister, your mother. I mean, you're the brother he's never had.
You promised me that you were not going to invite any more people.
Look, you don't want Kenny to come? Then uninvite him.
The boy gave me tube socks. I cannot uninvite him.
Well, then get him a ticket.
All right, Dad. You need 3 tickets? I'll get you those 3 tickets, but just promise me no more people and no beach chairs on the roofs of motels.
If they ask me, they're coming. Beach chairs or not.
Memento.
Hello there.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm fine. What are you doing?
I promised I would give Olivia a present from my heart.
Oh, so what'd you come up with?
Well, I got a pen light.
I'm so moved.
No, see, to you, this is just a pen light. But you don't even know what this symbolizes.
Now, what does it symbolize, honey? Let me see what this symbolizes. This symbolizes Leighton Pharmaceuticals. Thank you for your order.
See, to a person like you, this means nothing. But to a child, this is a world of magic. The lights are out in her little bedroom, and she wants to read. So she hits this, and she just reads with that. Or you could have friends all the way in Singapore. You could signal the sharks or something.
What has that got to do with you?
I don't know. But I will think of something.
Now, what is your problem with the truth? You know, children actually like it when you tell them the truth. You should try it sometimes.
That's absolutely correct. However, do you realize that imagination is more important than knowledge? You know who said that? Albert Einstein.
Cliff, listen to yourself. Do you know who said that? Claire Huxtable.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Well, hello there! What are you two doing here?
We came to see Uncle Theo graduate.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Is that your dress?
Oh, no, honey. This is what Theo's wearing to the graduation.
He's wearing a dress.
No, darling. This is a graduation gown, and all the graduates, everybody who graduates, gets to wear one of these and one of these caps.
Why?
Because it's tradition.
Why?
Because when, a long time ago, when people used to live in castles, all the smart people who went to school to learn things used to dress like this every day.
Well, why does it look so funny? Yeah, why?
Because when you learn, you work up an appetite.
So?
So, when the Lord and Lady students would get hungry, they would come out of ye old library and take a seat on the steps, one in front of the other, and they would use each other's hats as snack tables. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They used to eat little tiny medieval cheese sandwiches, you see.
What's this thing for?
Oh, this is called a tassel, you see. Now, when you finish your cheese sandwich, you take this tassel right to come back.
Wow!
Yeah, see? You learn something, didn't you? I bet you worked up an appetite. Why don't you go downstairs and get yourself something to eat?
Okay.
Cliff, what are you doing?
I'm searching for the truth.
Like,
no, I'm not gonna. I gotta find my snack table.
Give me.
Excuse me, everybody's here, even Dabness.
Oh, okay. Tell him we'll be right down.
Okay.
Now, what is the feeling between the two of us about Dabness and Vanessa?
We're confused.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please.
Grandma, thank you for coming. Hey, Grandpa.
Theo, congratulations. A little something for you. Keep it to yourself. Man.
Hey, thanks, Grandpa.
I told you to put that in an envelope.
Grandma, it's okay. Honestly, I don't mind.
Hey! My mother-in-law! My mother-in-law! All right.
How are you?
What's happening, Dad? Yeah, how you doing?
Look,
nice to see you. Yeah.
Look, something for you too.
For
keep
me?
It. Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Give me a quarter. Give me a quarter.
Al.
It's walking around money. It's my son-in-law.
Get out of here. The man gave me a quarter. But I'm not embarrassed. No, you will not get it back. Yeah.
Dr. Hudson.
Hi, Daddy.
Dabness.
How are you, sir?
Hi, Dad.
Dabness.
How are you, Vanessa?
We're just friends, okay?
Well, aren't we all?
No, I'm serious. Everybody, we are just friends, right?
Well, friends, lunch is served in the dining room.
Dabness.
Yes, sir.
Dabness.
Yeah. Grandpa Al.
Dr. Elvin, good to see you again.
All right.
Guess I'll keep it to myself.
Mom, listen, I don't want to put a damper on an otherwise happy occasion, but could you do something about Dad?
What?
He's driving me up the wall with these tickets.
Oh, come on, Theo. Your dad is just being your dad.
Yeah, but today he's being more dad than ever. I mean, I was in the backyard 5 minutes ago, and he was hosing down the beach chairs.
Theo, try to understand this, son. The frenzy that you think your father is in is not the frenzy that he's in.
What kind of frenzy is he in?
Well, it started 21 years ago when you were born. Just like he promised Sandra and Denise, he promised you an education. And he hoped that you would have the same love for learning that he has. But, sweetheart, you are a long shot. There were times we weren't sure whether you'd make it out of high school.
I guess I did put a scare into you, huh?
Yes, you did. Well, thank goodness you made it to college, and then we found out about your learning difference. Now, see, somebody else would have used that as an excuse to just give up. But you did the opposite, and look at you today. So how can you expect your father to contain himself? I can't contain myself. And why should I? My baby's graduating from college. See, when your father graduated from Hillman, they called his name. He walked across the stage, accepted his diploma in his left hand, shook hands with his right. Then he proceeded to hug every person on the dais, including the ushers. He held up the ceremony for 7 minutes.
Dad sure knows how to celebrate, huh?
Yes, he does, and especially when it comes to learning.
Mom, Theo, Denise is on the phone, and she wants to talk to everybody.
Come on, sweetie.
Singapore, sweetheart, how's the lieutenant doing? Hi, protecting the country?
Denise! Oh, honey, hi. Oh, listen, yes, I'm not going to talk long, because I know you want to talk to Theo and wish him congratulations. What? My baby.
What?
My baby's having a baby.
It's me. We're having a baby. Don't let it be born until I get there. Okay, Denise. He's right here. Bye, Denise. Bye, baby.
Sorry, Dad.
Hey, Denise. How you doing? Uncle Theo here. Yeah, well, congratulations to you, too. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Denise, honey. Yes, listen to your Grandma Carrie. Sit down as much as you can now because you will never sit down again.
Never.
And if Martin starts to get on your nerves and that smile you used to think was so sexy now looks stupid, don't tell him. It'll pass, most likely.
Tell her, Grandma. Yeah.
Excuse me, son. Hey, Denise, now listen. This is very important advice. Don't ever call anybody ugly, because the baby will look just like them. Now, you get yourself some rest. Bye.
Yes.
She needs her rest.
Grandpa, we're ready.
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
Come here, both of you. Stand right here. All right. Now, you know we're going out. We're going out to a big graduation, big celebration, right? All right. Now, there's certain things I don't want you to say out loud anymore. Now, what was it that you said to that man, remember? What did you say?
Ooh, look, that man has hair growing out of his ears.
Correct. If you see hair growing out of the ears, let it grow. You don't have to tell the man about it. All right? Now, for you, you don't say out loud the way you did the last time. What?
Oh, that way's old. Yeah.
That isn't nice. And I want you to understand that we cannot spend the afternoon picking you up and taking you to the bathroom. Now, do you have to go now? Hammer time!
Son, I know this is your big day.
Yeah, Dad. First the daughter graduates and now the son. Oh, boy.
And we're all proud of you, son.
Well, Dad, I'm proud of myself. Thank you very much.
But as we all know, son, you have a tendency to get a little exuberant at these functions.
Yeah, well, Dad, I would never do anything to embarrass the family.
Confetti, son?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, when they say graduation, you just throw
it. And isn't this the thing that you used at Princeton?
Yeah, well, it's a crowd control, you see.
Well, you just controlled yourself, son.
Yes, okay. Tell me to control myself. Grown man living in my own house.
What was that, son?
Nothing, sir.
Sweetheart, are you wearing a slip? Grandma?
Move the wagons out. I got a man holding a seat for us.
Yeah, but Cousin Cliff was still short 3 tickets.
That's right. I got beach chairs here
for everybody. No, Dad, look. Wait a minute. We're short 3 tickets. Elvin and I'll stay here. That makes 2.
No, I'm the extra man. I won't go. That makes 3.
Oh, I can't let you do that, honey.
Honey?
We're just friends. You and I will stay. Sandra, you go.
No. What is this? Everybody's quitting?
Dad, we do not have enough tickets.
I understand that. So, this is all of a sudden reminding you all of what?
Princeton!
And as far as you are all concerned, some horrible things happened. What were they?
The security guard.
The tow truck.
The Doberman.
It was a German Shepherd. See, now that's how much you people remember. Now, we're going to a graduation. And I will tell you, I don't know what's going to happen at this graduation, but I'll bet you it'll be something that you will never forget.
You got that right, son.
All right, you people do what you want. I'm going on ahead. You do what you want to do.
Give me one of the chairs.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Thank you.
Give me one of those.
Thank you. All right. Now, binoculars. Everybody raise your binoculars. All right. Down. Cameras. Up. And down. All right. Let's head up. Oh, wait. The guest of honor. Theo! Theo!
chairs.
Yes.
Why not?
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. One side. Let the man through. Theo, three tickets. That's the best I could do.
Yo, Kenny, man, this is unbelievable. Where'd you get these?
My brother.
Your brother?
Yeah. My brother says that if you can't do something nice for a neighbor, don't bother living next door.
All right, bud.
Hurry up. Now, you know the cars you're in. You know the cars you're in. Come on. Come on, you two. Come on.
Yeah, we're coming. Right, and make sure the 92 shows. Okay. You're ready.
All right. Thank you.
Let me see. Hit a spin. Oh, boy.
Hey, Dad. Thanks right. for everything.
Go ahead. Get your thank you. Get in the car and leave room for your mother. Huh? All right. Here we go again.
Yes.
Here we go again. Yes. Oh.
Honey, what are you doing?
Just in case. Oh. Just in case.
Thank you, Professor.
Excuse me, could you move down?
No, I'm sorry, brother. These seats are reserved.
Family.
Yeah.
Mrs. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable, I saved two prime seats for you right here in the middle.
And may I say my lance is very territorial on your behalf.
Oh, lance.
Anybody see Theo?
Left side of the park, 46 row, 18th man in.
I got him.
You are the leaders of the next millennium. You can choose to live at the expense of the community.
The next millennium. Our son and daughters.
Path of service involved of giving your fair share.
Theo?
Yo.
Hard to get good help, isn't it? Son, your mother asked me to come up here and kill you.
Hey, I know.
You know what?
What you gonna say? And it's under control. So, no problem.
Right. How do you expect to get into college with grades like this?
No problem.
Huh?
See, I'm not going to college.
Damn right.
I am gonna get through high school and then get a job like regular people.
Regular people?
Yeah, you know, work in the gas station, drive a bus, something like that.
So what you're saying is your mother and I shouldn't care if you get D's because you don't need good grades to be regular people.
Right.
Okay. Oh. Suppose you graduate from high school. Let's say you just slide by. All right, now you got to find a job. Now, what kind of salary do you expect for a regular person?
$250 a week.
$250 a week?
Yeah.
Sit down. I'm going to give you $300 a week. Yes, indeed. $300 a week, $1,200 a month. All right?
Great, I'll take it.
Yes, you will. And I will take $350 for taxes.
Whoa!
Huh? Yeah. Now, because, see, the government comes for the regular people first. Now, how much does that leave you with?
$850.
All right. Now, you've got to have an apartment because you are not going to live here. So, an apartment in Manhattan will run you at least $400 a month.
I'll live in New Jersey.
All right. Live in New Jersey, you've got to have a car.
I ride a motorbike.
You need a helmet. Figure $100 a month for clothes and shoes.
Figure 200. I want to look good.
Okay, so what does that leave you with?
$200. So, no problem.
There is a problem. You haven't eaten yet.
I can get by on bologna and cereal. So, I got everything I need plus $200 left for the month.
You plan to have a girlfriend?
For sure.
Regular people.
Open this door!
Vanessa!
Open this door!
Vanessa! Come here. Come here. 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 See, there is there. This is here. Come here.
Denise pushed aside the bathroom and so the shampoo was in Rudy's eyes and she wouldn't let me rinse it off like Mom said to, and now Rudy might be blinded for life.
If she is, can we get a dog?
Dad, I thought about what you said and I see your point.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I have a point too.
Make your point.
You're a doctor and Mom's a lawyer and you're both successful and everything, and that's great. But maybe I was born to be a regular person and have a regular life. If you weren't a doctor, I wouldn't love you less because you're my dad. And so, instead of acting disappointed because I'm not like you, maybe you can just accept who I am and love me anyway because I'm your son.
Theo, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. No wonder you get D's and everything. Now, you are afraid to try because you're afraid that your brain is going to explode and it's going to ooze out of your ears. Now, I'm telling you, you are going to try as hard as you can. And you're going to do it because I said so. I am your father. I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out. Now, son, come here. Come here. Now, listen to me. I just want you to do the best you can. That's all.
I'll try, Dad.
Yeah.
I really will.
All right. I love you.
Yeah, Dad.
Huh?
I know.
Yeah. And maybe your mother loves you, too.
All candidates for the Bachelor of Science degree, Department of Psychology, please
stand. Yes!
Please be seated. All candidates
for
the Bachelor of
Arts.
What happened?
Theo just graduated, dear. What do you mean he just graduated? They stood up and then she said, please be seated.
Well, yes, that's what you do when you have 8,000 graduates.
Dear, when we graduated, what did they say? They didn't say, stand and sit down. I mean, what do you get if you go to graduate school? Jumping jacks?
With 8,000 graduates, if they called everybody's name, we'd be here till tomorrow night.
I would love to hear my son's name out there. Dear, we spent close to $100,000. They didn't say, everybody stand and be seated. They said, individually, sign your check. Hey, Dad, when I graduated, what happened? I stood up, didn't I? And they called my name. Remember, Mom? And I walked up, and what did I do, honey? You were there.
Yes, I know what you did. You shook hands with everybody, and then you hugged everybody on the dais. Yeah.
And what did my father do? My father came up on the stage and walked with me. Didn't you, Dad? Yeah. Didn't you? And my father said, "This is my diploma as well as it is my son's diploma." Yes.
We're
going to
go now. We're
going to
go sit in the car.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's over?
It's over, dear.
There's nothing else?
There's nothing else.
Just stand up and sit down.
That's it, darling.
All right, I've graduated. We'll graduate again. We'll go to teacher's college. College fair.
Cliff, now we're on for dinner next Thursday night.
Let's make it Wednesday. Well, wait so long.
But still at 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Take that out.
Where'd your wife go? She left
you? There she is.
All right.
Happy.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
College
there's a graduation party or two out there with my name on it.
Well, go forth and graduate this party.
You got it.
Go ahead.
Guys, thanks.
All right.
All right.
You don't need anything, do you?
No, I'm cool.
All right.
Good night, sir.
Did you go in my pocket upstairs?
Not at all. No, don't wait up for me, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'll be back kind of late.
Well.
Oh, I love days like this.
Yeah.
Because I like to see you smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you never smile as much as on days like this.
Yeah. And I got something to make you smile.
Really?
You better believe it. First, you need a little mood lighting.
I'm smiling so far.
Now, I want you to go outside and ring the doorbell. No, I'm serious, honey. I fixed the doorbell. And you will smile. When you hear it, you will smile. I promise.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll go out and I'll ring the doorbell myself.
Yes, and I will dial 911.
No, it works now. Uh-huh. And it works the way I want it to work.
Uh-huh.
All right, you think I'm kidding. All right, here you go.
Just finished working 18 hours in the hospital. I delivered over 8,000 babies.
It's an earring, Dad.
Have you been tagged by the Wildlife Society? We're here to say goodbye to Lamont Goldfish.
I always felt safe with him around.
This is woman stuff. I think I need mom for this one.
I'm a gynecologist. You want to talk to a lawyer.
Mom! Dad! Oh, it's so good to be home.
I'm engaged.
To do what?
To be married.
Whoa.
Grandpa.
We're almost there, honey. We're almost there.
What do you mean, we?
Congratulations, you are the grandparents of a healthy boy. And a girl.
What?
Twins?
Two babies?
I only hope that I can do as good a job with my children as you've done with yours.
It's not every day a man gets to meet the parents of the woman he married.
Mom, I'm a mom.
Kitchen.
You don't realize how hard we've worked to try and get all of these children out of this house.
Now I'm not leaving here. If you want to go, fine.
The 22 years I've been married to you have been the happiest one day at a time I've ever had in my life.